With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. All that rain Thursday has prompted an alert from IRCA. A watershed condition statement is in effect until noon Friday. Environment Canada had projected at least 20 millimeters of rain in some areas, causing water to pool in low-lying areas and smaller waterways that have swollen banks. Another contract with the Windsor Assembly Plant Feeder Facility has been ratified. Unifor Local 444 approved a contract with Avensis with 90% voting yes. That's only hours after a tentative agreement was announced. Local President Dave Cassidy says talks with the final plant, Dakota, are going to be more complicated.
They give us notice that they have no future product. So I've met with Chrysler. I've told Chrysler that they have to absorb it because it's no fault of the workers, right? Stellantis has given the work to CPK. CPK is going to be doing the future work. Either CPK or Stellantis is going to make sure these workers have a home.
Dakota will continue operations through summer. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was in Windsor Thursday, first meeting with union leaders about the future of the EV industry in the area. Trudeau then stopped by the under-construction EV battery plant in East Windsor, touring the facility, meeting with workers, and watching a demonstration of the production process. Speaking to reporters after meeting with union workers, Trudeau reiterated the government's commitment to the EV industry.
We're going to continue to make these investments because we know that bringing in good jobs, creating a stronger, sustainable future is all about building a better future for Windsorites.
Trudeau also discussed anti-scab legislation. The 19-year-old suspect in a mass shooting in Ottawa has been placed in protective custody. Global News reports that development as coming from the man's lawyer. He's been charged with 6 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of attempted murder in the attack on a family of newcomers from Sri Lanka. A mass funeral is set for Sunday at an Ottawa convention center. The father of the convicted Oxford, Michigan school shooter is now guilty of involuntary manslaughter. An Oakland County jury convicted James Crumbly Thursday of all 4 counts, joining his wife as being the first parents convicted in a shooting their child committed. Prosecutors said Crumbly bought the weapon used in the November 2021 rampage, killing 4 and wounding 7. Canada Post has commemorated next month's total solar eclipse with a stamp. The stamp was revealed Thursday to mark the April 8th phenomenon. It shows the sun in total eclipse, along with a line showing where the path of totality crosses through southern Ontario. In sports, the Spitfires lost 5-1 at home to Guelph Thursday night. In the Junior A playoffs, Leamington beat Georgetown 3-2 in overtime. In Junior B, LaSalle lost 2-1 to Chatham in their Game 4. In Junior C, Essex beat Blenheim 5-2 in Game 2 of their second round. In the NHL, the Maple Leafs beat the Flyers 6-2 in Philadelphia, and the Red Wings lost 4-1 to Arizona at the Pizza Bowl. In spring training, the Tigers shut out the Yankees 7-0 in Lakeland, and the Blue Jays beat the Twins 5-1 in South Fort Myers. And in college hoops, Michigan State beat Minnesota 77-67 in the Big Ten tournament. They'll play top-seeded Purdue Friday afternoon. Your Windsor weekend weather up to 11 Friday under cloudy skies. Mostly cloudy at 0 Friday night with fog patches developing. A chance of showers late Saturday, windy and 13. And for St. Patrick's Day Sunday, a chance of showers or flurries with a high of 6. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.